Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Selling Solar: Your Complete Guide to High-Performance Sales in the Solar Power Business by Daniel Howson, is a practical sales manual focused on the residential solar industry. Rather than treating solar as a generic retail or field sales category, the book centers on the specific knowledge that solar professionals need to speak credibly with customers, explain system basics, and guide prospects through a complex purchase decision. It is aimed at new hires, sales consultants, and field marketing personnel who need a structured way to learn both the product and the selling process. Based on the available information, the book combines solar education with a five-step sales framework, making it part industry primer and part operational training guide. Its purpose is not theoretical analysis, but readiness helping readers understand how solar works, how the industry developed, and how to translate that understanding into effective customer conversations and stronger close rates. I will give you key takeaways from this book.
Firstly, a solar-specific sales manual, not a generic selling guide. The main distinction of the book is that it is built for solar rather than adapted from broad sales advice.
That matters because solar sales involve technical explanations, long buying cycles, financing considerations, and homeowner trust issues that do not appear in ordinary retail selling. Howson appears to structure the book around the idea that a capable solar seller must understand both the market and the product enough to answer questions confidently. This positions the book as a bridge between sales technique and domain knowledge.
For readers, the practical value is that it reduces the gap between knowing how to sell and knowing what is being sold.
In a field where credibility is often decisive, solar-specific fluency is not optional, and the book is designed to build that fluency efficiently. Secondly, teaching the fundamentals of how solar works and why it matters in a sales conversation. A notable feature of the book is its emphasis on solar fundamentals, including how solar power works and a brief history of solar development. This is important because the salesperson's role in solar is not simply to present a price. It is to make a technical solution understandable and relevant to a customer's needs. By grounding the sales process in basic system knowledge, the book helps readers explain value in plain language instead of relying on slogans or shallow claims.
That kind of understanding is especially useful when customers are skeptical, confused by equipment terminology, or trying to compare competing offers.
The educational layer also supports ethical selling, because a rep who understands the technology is better prepared to set realistic expectations about performance, installation, and adoption. The book therefore treats product knowledge as a core selling asset. Thirdly, a five-step sales process built for field execution. The book's most practical structural feature is its comprehensive five-step sales process. Rather than leaving readers with abstract principles, it gives them a repeatable framework that can guide new hires through the earliest stages of selling. That kind of structure is valuable in solar because the sales environment often involves door-to-door lead generation, consultations, follow-up, and multiple decision points before a contract is signed. A clear process reduces inconsistency across a team and helps managers train people faster.
It also gives inexperienced representatives a way to stay organized under pressure, which is often where many sales efforts break down.
The process appears intended to be field-tested and operational, not merely conceptual. In that sense, the book functions as a workflow guide that helps sellers understand what to do, in what order, and why each step matters to the final result. Fourthly, training tools for onboarding, scripts, and certification support. The book is presented as more than a standalone read. It is also tied to training materials such as sales scripts, onboarding guides, e-learning modules, and certification content. That makes it especially relevant for organizations that need to scale their sales force while maintaining message consistency. In industries like solar, where many recruits may come from general sales backgrounds, onboarding often determines whether people become productive quickly or remain stalled by uncertainty. A resource that combines reading material with practical training assets can shorten the learning curve and help leaders standardize the customer experience. The presence of scripts and structured materials also suggests a focus on repeatability, which is essential in distributed sales teams. Rather than assuming readers will invent their own approach, the book supports implementation with tools that can be used immediately in training and fieldwork. Lastly, a response to the knowledge gap between sales experience and solar expertise. The deeper theme behind the book is the mismatch Daniel Howson identifies between general sales experience and actual solar knowledge. That gap is important because many industries reward strong sales talent, but solar requires more than persuasive ability. Customers are often making a significant investment and expect the representative to understand both the product and the market. By addressing this mismatch directly, the book speaks to a real hiring and training challenge in the renewable energy sector. It helps explain why some experienced sellers struggle in solar and why industry-specific education can improve performance. This makes the book useful not only for individual sellers, but also for managers responsible for recruiting and team development. Its contribution is therefore organizational as well as instructional. It offers a way to turn broad sales ability into solar-ready competence. In conclusion, Selling Solar is best suited for people entering residential solar sales, current consultants who want a stronger technical foundation, and managers responsible for onboarding or training new teams. Its main benefit is that it does not treat solar as a simple variation of ordinary sales. Instead, it shows that credibility in this industry depends on product understanding, process discipline, and the ability to communicate clearly about a technically complex solution. Readers looking for a general sales theory book may find it too specialized, but that specialization is exactly what makes it stand out. In a category filled with broad persuasion frameworks, this book is notable for focusing on the realities of selling solar, explaining the technology, structuring the conversation, and preparing reps to work in a market where trust and competence matter as much as enthusiasm. For organizations, it can also serve as a practical training reference rather than just a one-time read. If you would like to support Daniel Howson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.